for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to take on her fourth term in office after her Christian Democratic Union Party defended its role in parliament in the latest German elections. Preliminary exit polls suggest the CDU received 32.5% of the vote in Sunday's election. The union's main rival, the center-left Social Democratic Party, or SPD, led by former European Parliament President Martin Schulz, also suffered a big setback and took just 20% of the vote. Schulz has already conceded defeat. In another development, the far-right Alternative for Germany party crossed the 5% vote threshold on Sunday and came into the new parliament for the first time with about 13.5% support, becoming the third strongest party in parliament. U.S. President Donald Trump's expanded travel restrictions to North Korea, Venezuela, Chad, and some other countries. The move came as Trump's earlier ban was set to expire. The previous ban targeted travelers from six Muslim-majority nations. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi reiterated his rejection of an independence referendum by the Kurdistan Regional Government scheduled to take place on Monday. Abadi said the unilateral decision by the semi-autonomous region would affect Iraq's unity, and the separatist attempt is unconstitutional. Abadi's speech came as a response to the Kurdish regional president, who reconfirmed holding the referendum as scheduled on Monday. The Kurdistan Regional Government in June announced plans to hold that referendum on independence from Iraq. The Iraqi central government, along with the international community, has opposed those plans, fearing the move could undermine the security of Iraq and its neighboring countries. At least 11 people have been killed in a house fire in eastern China. Local government officials in Zhejiang province say two homes were engulfed in flames on Monday night. The casualties include two people who were critically injured and 10 others who sustained minor injuries. The fire was reported just after midnight in the city of Yuhuan, and officials say it was out just before 2 o'clock this morning. The cause of the fire remains unknown at this time. The first batch of the 15th Chinese peacekeeping force to South Sudan has returned home. The Chinese soldiers have completed a one-year peacekeeping mission. All 331 Chinese peacekeepers have been awarded the UN Peace Medal of Honor to commend their great contributions to the UN and to the locals. The second and third batches of Chinese peacekeepers are scheduled to return home on Monday and Thursday, respectively. The Chinese Ministry of Public Security says police liaison officers stationed in Chinese embassies and consulates worldwide helped to return more than 1,000 criminal suspects back to China as of the end of 2016. The arrest and repatriation of the suspects were part of a program for China to improve law enforcement cooperation with other countries. The ministry says China has sent 64 police liaison officers to 31 foreign countries. They've helped handle nearly 4,500 cross-border cases. The ministry also says the liaison officers have played a key role in safeguarding lives and property of overseas Chinese. The bodies of at least 28 Hindu villagers have been unearthed in northern Myanmar. Authorities say the victims are from a village that was attacked on August 25th by members of a banned Muslim group calling itself the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army. Myanmar News Agency says the discovery was made after authorities followed up on a tip from a villager in Rakhine State, where government forces have clashed with extremists. Police in the U.S. state of Tennessee say they have identified a gunman who opened fire at a Sunday church service. The suspect's been identified as Emmanuel Sampson, a legal U.S. resident who immigrated from Sudan in 1996. 25-year-old Sampson broke into a church in Antioch, southeast of Nashville, and fired multiple rounds, leaving a 39-year-old woman dead and seven other people injured. Police say Sampson will be charged with murder in addition to attempted murder. A Russian lieutenant general was killed by shelling launched by Islamic State terrorists near the city of Deir ez-Zor in northeastern Syria. Valery Azipov was a member of the group of Russian military advisors working with Syrian commanders during the operation aimed at the liberation of Deir ez-Zor. He will receive a state award posthumously. On Thursday, the Russian Defense Ministry said that the Syrian government troops continued their offensive operations to destroy the last strongholds of the IS terrorist group in the vicinity of Deir ez-Zor after breaking a three-year blockade of that city earlier this month. The Shanghai Wildlife Park launched previews of a pair of mixed-sex giant panda twins 2 weeks ahead of their first birthday. The elder brother of the giant pandas was named Yueyue, while his little sister was given the name Benben, after 5 million people submitted over 5,000 proposals in a campaign to name those cubs. For CRI News, this is Shane Victor.